Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 4, just one verse today, verse 10. Philippians 4, verse 10. Paul says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Let me read this again. Paul says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now, tied to yesterday's challenge where we saw that Paul was saying to focus on the positive and whatever's true, lovely, think on those things and God of peace will be with you. Here's a great example of looking at the positive. Here Paul was praising the financial gift that the Philippian church had sent to him. He wasn't focusing on how long it had been or even why it had taken so long for them to get financial support to him. He just said, look, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. And he says, you know what? I knew that you were indeed concerned for me, but now you had no opportunity. In other words, he could have said, look, it's sure been a long time since you guys have given, and I started to wonder whether or not you had concern for me. And he could have looked at the negative instead of the positive. But no, he saw the positive. He said, look, I knew you were concerned for me, even though you didn't have opportunity to show it. And I'm just grateful that you've renewed your concern, that now at length you've revived your concern for me. And he just said to him, look, I'm grateful for that. Thank you. And he was focused on the gift and the positiveness of that it had shown up at all. He didn't focus on how long it had been or even why that his he could have supposed why that they didn't hadn't given him a gift in a while. Do you see the positive nature that Paul had? Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I want you to see another example of this in Paul's life. Because we've already seen the last verse in verse 9, where yesterday's challenge, whatever you've seen in me, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, listen to what Paul says. Near the end of his life, the last letter that we have that he ever wrote, he's writing this one from a different prison in Rome than the one that he wrote Book of Philippians from. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, Paul says, at my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth, and the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul said, you know what? My first defense, everybody left. Nobody stayed. But you know what? I hope it's not charged against them. I hope God forgives them for that. Because you know what? That's human nature and we're all going to make mistakes. But you know what? I wasn't alone. The Lord was with me. And he's taken care of me and protected me. And he'll protect me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his kingdom. And so Paul's focus was on God and not man. By the way, Jesus said those exact same words. He said, you're all going to go away. You're all going to deny me. But I'm not going to be alone. The Father will be with me, and he'll take care of me. And so, folks, I want to challenge you today. Are you focusing on the negative? Are you focusing on the positive? Let's continue the challenge from yesterday. Are you focusing on man? Are you focusing on God? Is your focusing on how man has let you down? Or is your focus on the fact that God is sovereign, and he'll take care of you even if all desert you, even if all turn their backs? You need to be a one that truly, truly understands that we, of all people, should be the most positive people on this earth. We shouldn't be moping and complaining about the government. We shouldn't be moping and complaining about the economy. We shouldn't be moping and complaining about the weather. We should be actually people that understand that we are God's children. We have been reconciled to the creator of the universe through the death of his son. We have been given righteousness. We're going to spend eternity with him in heaven. Everything that happens to us on this life now is from his hand of love because he's already poured all his wrath on his son on our behalf. And we now can understand that whatever happens to us, God will take care of us. He's going to meet all of our needs. He's going to supply. He's going to protect. At the same time, even if the enemy's allowed to have some kind of sway or say in our lives, he's allowed it for his purposes, for our best. And everything that happens, we should be at peace. We should be resting because we are fine. We should be able to, like Jesus, sleep on a boat in the midst of a storm. What about you? Are you focused on the positive? Are you focused on the negative? Are you focused on man? Are you focused on God? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.